The government is lying about how much federal contracting goes to small business. At least, that's what the American Small Business League is saying. Recently, the Small Business Administration reported that 22.7% of all federal contracting dollars last year went to small businesses. That's just a hair shy of the federal goal of 23%. But the ASBL has done its own analysis. We spoke with Lloyd Chapman, the president of the league. Chapman says 61 of the top 100 business awards last year actually went to large businesses.
And that's pretty much been consistent for about a decade. And this is not just something that we have found. It's been uncovered actually by the GAO in 2002. In 2002, the GAO looked at the data and they found, I think it was 5,347 large businesses getting federal small business contracts. There's been about 15 federal investigations that have also found that. And during the campaign, President Obama recognized the magnitude of the problem, and he released a statement that said it's time to end the diversion of federal small business contracts to corporate giants. So it's not something that where the American Small Business League has an opinion that's different than other people. The SBA Inspector General has said this is the number one challenge facing the Small Business Administration for six consecutive years. So it's a real problem, and it's hurting the economy. It's hurting small businesses.
So the latest report from the SBA said that I think it was 22.7% of the dollars went to small businesses, just a hair below their goal of 23%. But what you're saying would seem to throw that figure into doubt.
It's not, you know, the American Small Business League. It's the SBA Office of Inspector General. It's the SBA Office of Advocacy, the GAO, the Inspector General for the Department of the Interior, for example. And what the SBA does is their mission is to try to make it look like the government hit the goal. And they will juggle the books, you know, every year to do that. There's four ways that they inflate those numbers. The first thing they do is they've made up a term that has no basis in the law called small business eligible. So it allows them to decrease the federal acquisition budget to a level, you know, almost any level they want to make it look like government's doing more. But the truth is the real federal acquisition budget for classified and unclassified contracts in America is probably around $1 trillion. And that's pretty much widely known. The former head of the GSA, Loretta Doan, talked about that in a story a few months ago. Stars and Stripes have talked about it. So it's commonly known that the real federal acquisition budget is about $1 trillion. They claim to have done just under $100 billion. In reality, the vast majority of that actually went to large businesses. The other thing they do is they will inflate the volume of contracts to legitimate small businesses. So we've seen situations where I remember a janitorial service in New York got about $1.1 million in contracts. And then in the data that the SBA uses, it looks like they got $101 million in contracts.
So that sounds like some coding errors and some simple data entry problems, or is it more than that?
Well, let's go ahead and pick up miscoding and data entry errors, okay? Now, every year for a decade, the Small Business Administration has said that most federal small business contracts go to large businesses accidentally. So let's just visualize a federal contract, and there's, you know, there must be, I don't know, let's just say 50 to 100 fields on a federal contract. Well, there's only one field on the contract that you can go to prison for 10 years for getting wrong, and that's whether you're small or large. So Section 16D of the Small Business Act says whoever misrepresents themselves as a small business to get federal small business contracts is punishable by up to 10 years in prison and or a $500,000 fine. So that would tend to make that field the most accurate field on the document, I would think. But what we see is that the SBA is claiming that that field has an error rate that's several thousand percent higher than any other field. That's just not possible. It's not believable. But what we call the double miracle of the American Small Business League. The second miracle is that when people get it wrong, see, it's either small or large. It's like flipping a quarter, heads or tails. If it was actually random miscoding, half the time an award to a large business would be reported as a small business award. The other half the time an award to a small business would be erroneously coded as a large business award, so it cancels itself out. But what we see is when the error rate in this field is, you know, thousands of times more wrong than the other field, 100% of the time when people get it wrong, they get it wrong in a way that reports an award to a large business as a small business award. It's just simply not believable. Real miscoding would be, you know, 50-50, like flipping a coin. And again, we just don't see that. So it's not miscoding. And it's actually laughable to say that it is. It's willful, intentional. It's a result of federal policy. And I always find myself pitted against the SBA and Mike Stamler, their press office director. But I want people to realize the SBA inspector general has said that, you know, all I know is what I read in the reports and look at the data. And anyone can look at the data. There's a company in the D.C. area called FedMine, and they're one of the best companies. They really compile the data in a way that that's easy to look at. You can simply look at the data and see that there's just hundreds, if not thousands, of large businesses getting contracts.
We're speaking with Lloyd Chapman. He's the president of the American Small Business League. So who is at fault here? I mean, when a contract officer makes an award and it's Lockheed, how can that possibly end up being reported as small business?
It's the SBA. This most recent data they claim is the most accurate data that's ever come out. They had 10 months to analyze the data. So think about them having 10 months to look at the data and still 65 of the top 100 firms are large businesses. And again, the Inspector General for the Department of Interior did an investigation 2 or 3 years ago. And in that investigation, they found that contracting officers actually went around the system so they could report awards to Fortune 500 firms as small business awards. So, again, this is not random. It's willful. It's intentional.
Now, the agencies or many of the large departments keep their own records of their small business contracting. Do they find themselves at variance with what the SBA is reporting when it's all rolled up?
Again, the investigations by the inspector generals have shown that agencies are inflating the numbers. The SBA knows it, and it's gone on for a decade. And it's really hurting our economy. It looks like it's around $200 billion a year in federal funds that have been earmarked for small businesses are being diverted to some of the biggest companies around the world. Companies in England and Holland and France and Italy are all getting hundreds of millions in federal small business contracts.
So if this is so, what would the remedy be in your view?
Well, the remedy would be to overhaul the Small Business Administration. Under federal law, this is a felony with a 10-year prison term. I think it's gone on for a decade now. I think it might be appropriate for the FBI to step in and look at it and investigate why these Fortune 500 firms have gotten small business contracts every day for a decade. I don't think they'd find out that it was miscoding. 90% of all net new jobs come from small businesses. The largest economic stimulus program in the history of America is the Small Business Act. Ending the diversion of federal small business contracts to large businesses would put more money into the middle class economy and create more jobs than any program that President Bush or President Obama ever spoke of.
Lloyd Chapman is president of the American Small Business League. You can hear this interview again. Find links to more information at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.